Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Now, you know when one of your friends tells you they've snogged someone and they ring you up like, oh, I had a snog at the weekend?
Mm.
Do you ever then look the person that they've snogged up on Facebook just to see what they look like?
Yes.
I think a lot of people do this. Now, I can go a little bit better than that. One of my friends, who is a girl, snogged somebody in a band at the weekend. And I now have a chance, even though you don't know this friend of mine, I have a chance for you now to look them up.
Okay.
All right, okay.
What, on video?
I'll show you. Okay, so, you know, ladies.
Yes.
They all like girls in they all like boys, rather, in bands. Or
yeah.
Girls, some of them.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone likes a band member, don't they?
Yeah.
This is why Fern Cotton doesn't stop going on about Dave Grohl at the moment. And as Foo Fighters as a screensaver and all that. If you're not getting much luck and you're a boy, just join a band because the ladies love it. Have you ever snogged anyone in a band?
No. Have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who?
I can't say.
Tell me.
Actually, you wouldn't even know them if I told you. Really? Fiona, who's working on the show today, has snogged someone in a band. What band? Tell me. Oh, you thought it was a bloke from a band, but it wasn't. Right. What
That's
band
better.
Did you think
like
it was, he was from?
Oh, I thought it was Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys.
Okay, so you thought it was Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys, but it was just a lookalike.
I was really drunk.
You were quite drunk. You were a student in Sheffield. Just as the band was starting out. Right, good. Beer goggles, amazing. So she thought it was Alex Turner. That's brilliant. How come no one told me that before?
That's a good distraction from who you snogged. But who did you snog?
Anyway.
It's just a Duncan from Blue incident.
No, it is not.
The one that we can't talk about. And it's not because it's something to do with him. It's because you're too embarrassed.
It's nothing to do with
There's
Duncan.
There's nothing wrong with pashing Duncan.
I can't. You wouldn't even know if I told you who it was. It's all fine. They're not even famous. Anyway, so my friend snogged somebody who was taking part in a big music event. So this person in the band that she snogged, taking part in a massive music event.
Well, you're not being very subtle if you're saying it's this weekend.
The weekend just gone, yeah.
Yeah, hello.
And you are going to be shocked when you find out who it is.
Right.
You will not believe who she snogged. All right, so if you look at the video that I've just sent you now.
Yeah.
Okay. And go to, what is it?
Oh my God.
Go to 1 minute 50 in.
Right.
And then say what you see. Because that is who she snogged.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
Can you put that on
our... That wasn't what I was expecting at all.
Can you put that on our Facebook page immediately,
Are you
please?
Sure, we can put it up.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Okay. So Becky is sharing the video with you now. If you search for Scott Mills on Facebook, in a minute the video will come up and we can all see it. How brilliant is that?
I'm well jealous of that.
If you want to see which band member my friend snogged at the weekend at a big music event...
I don't know why she'd tell you.
Go to 1 minute 50 in to the video. She's very proud of it. She's really proud.
Is she going to see him again?
I don't know.
I hope he's wearing that when she meets up
Probably
with him.
Probably not. So go to 1 minute 50 exactly in the video and check him out. Search Scott Mills on Facebook.
Podcast.
Now, if you've just tuned in, I was just saying about my friend who was at a big music event at the weekend and snogged someone in a band. She's very proud of it, and she told me on email this morning and sent me a video so I could see what he looked like. It's now on our Facebook page. If you search Scott Mills on Facebook, look at the video, and he is 1 minute 50 into the video, right? It's the latest video posted on there. Just reading some of your comments, which I love, from the Facebook page. Please tell me he was still moving like that when she snogged him. Who's your friend? Lucky girl. I would be proud of that fitty. Got any more, Becky?
Just a lot of like, oh,
what a special
days.
Little dance. Helen says, hilarious. This has totally cheered up my revision break.
A lot of love in the leggings as well. Someone says, was it Sarah Cox? She was there.
It wasn't Sarah Cox.
Okay.
And also, loads of people are now saying, now that I said that I've snogged someone in a band before, that I boffed Kesha. It wasn't me. It was not me. Where is the video of the band your friend kissed? Was it just a kiss? Yes, Chris, in Weymouth, it was just a little snog at a music event. It's on my Facebook page. Just search for Scott Mills. What?
There's just so many people going, OMG, OMG.
1 minute 50 into the video.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Now, there's a lot of discussion on the text, Scott, about whether this friend of yours, in inverted commas, is actually you.
No, I knew that was going to happen. It is not me. I wasn't at that music event at the weekend. But I... Yeah, but I have been there, haven't I? But yeah. No, it's not me. It was genuinely a friend. I know a load of people go, oh, this happened to a friend of mine. Mm. But on this case, this is actually true. It was not me. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, at the moment, lots of people just waiting to see if they've got their tickets for the Olympics. A lot of people have applied and are now a little bit worried that their entire bank account is going to be emptied because they're just going to take it out of your account. No one is more worried and stressed about it than my flatmate, who, probably without reading any small print because he just does things, applied for £12,000 worth of tickets for the Olympic Games next year. Doesn't even really like sport. But it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, isn't it, going to the Olympic Games?
Yeah, but is it a £12,000... thing?
Well, he hasn't got 12 grand.
What's he going to do then?
I don't know. But every time when I get in, every evening this week, he's like, Mr. M, what am I going to do? If they take the money out, what's going to happen? He's properly stressing about it. So, Becky, you
could buy them for him.
No, really not. So you called him early, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Pretending to be someone from the Olympics.
Yes.
To congratulate him on the amount of tickets that he'd won.
He wasn't as happy as I'd hoped.
Now, here's the thing. We've called him a few times on this show in the past. At what point during this conversation do you think he rumbles? Because he must rumble what's going on here. It's too obvious. See if you can work out the point where my flatmate, Fraser, knows what's going on but just carries on playing along with us. Because I can't quite work out, and I know him quite well. So here's Becky calling from the Olympics, calling my flatmate to tell him about the money that's about to come out of his account.
Hi, Fraser speaking.
Good afternoon. Is that Mr. Fraser?
Yes.
Mr. Fraser, this is Louise Nerding from London 2012. You know, the Olympics.
Hello.
Hello. Congratulations, Mr. Fraser. Well, this is just a courtesy call ahead of us taking the monies from your account. Normally we wouldn't ring, but yours is quite an exceptional case.
Could you tell me what I've won, please?
Well, it might be a bit of a shock to you, but you've got all the tickets you applied for.
Right.
So you've got tickets for archery, athletics, air hockey, badminton, basketball, beach volleyball, beer pong, closing ceremony, cow tipping, diving, eloping, frisbee.
Sorry.
Greco-Roman wrestling, hokey-cokey, hopscotch, ludo, opening. So if you could just bear with me, Mr. Fraser, I've got quite a long list.
I didn't apply for all of those.
Ludo, opening ceremony, paintballing, rowing, sack race, swimming, speed eating, swing ball, trampoline, twister, weightlifting and zebra painting. So according to my calculations, Mr. Fraser, that's a total of £12,782.65.
Is there... When's that... when's that going out of my account?
That'll be tomorrow.
Right.
Close of play tomorrow.
Right.
You are now Britain's biggest sports fan.
Oh, that's quite ironic. The problem is, I didn't necessarily expect that I was going to get all of them. And to be honest, just between us, I I don't necessarily actually like sports at all.
You like all sports. You like archery, athletics, air hockey, badminton, basketball, beach volleyball, beer pong, closing ceremony, cow tipping, diving, eloping, frisbee, Greco-Roman wrestling, hokey-cokey, hopscotch, ludo, opening ceremony, paintballing, rowing, sack race swimming, speed eating, swing ball, trampoline, twister weightlifting and zebra painting.
I don't want to go. I don't like sport.
You don't.
This is really unfortunate. Can
I ask Mr. Fraser why you applied for all the tickets if you, quote, I don't like sport?
Because I thought it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I didn't necessarily think I was going to get them. And so I applied for a lot on the off chance that I might get one. Thought, you know, the odd trip to go and see some archery or something would be all right. But
so you want a refund on all tickets apart from one seat at the archery?
Or what was some of the other ones?
Beer pong.
Yeah, anything. Just so I could say I went, you know.
Do you watch much beer pong?
I don't really know what it is.
No.
But do you know what? If we could just sort out one event for me, that would be really helpful.
Hang on, Mr. Fraser. I will just speak to my supervisor and see if we can do anything for you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Mr. Fraser.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, Lord Coe, I'm off of running this thing. What's the problem here, please?
There seems to have been an error where I've applied for far too many tickets than I actually need.
What is
it? If the bailiffs come round...
Why does he even believe this? Hello?
If the bailiffs come round... My flatmate has some stuff. He's got stuff.
See, what point did he just start playing along there? I think it was after he went, I don't want to go. But I'm not sure. I'm really not.
Radio 1 Podcast.
You know when you hear this theme that you're not working at the moment, or you might be ill, or you're a student who's just got up. It's Jeremy Kyle. And this is the Jeremy Kyle Game. People have been absolutely loving this so much when we've been doing this, so let's do it again. It's very simple. We play some clips of people who've been on the Jeremy Kyle show, and they're quite special. You just try to predict the result of the lie detector or the DNA test.
Don't get smart with me, love. I'm not even in first gear, trust me.
Okay, you ready for your first one?
Yes.
So, good news is, it's my favourite bit of the show. It's the DNA test.
Yes.
So this is Dan and Gemma, okay?
Okay.
They used to be together and they had a child, but he thinks she might have been putting it about a bit, Gemma. And maybe he's not the father. Is he or not? Listen to the evidence from Dan and Gemma. You know what? Jezza will find out.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, little boy. Get it?
So Dan and Gemma used to be together. They had a kid. Now she thinks he might have been putting it about a bit. He's not the father, possibly. Have a listen to the evidence. See if you can predict the outcome of the DNA test. Here is Dan.
How quickly did the rumours start about her alleged cheating?
We've been together about 9 months. She went away with a load of friends. And they all came back and told me.
Oh, right. So Gemma went away with her friends and they all apparently came back and told him about what happened.
You made quite a few comments to the team about, you know, her reputation, Gemma, and how she's behaved since the split.
She's had numerous of blokes that I know of through different statuses that she's put up on Facebook.
Oh, the Facebook status. So how does that work?
Well, she's obviously saying...
single, relationship. Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, she's written, confused. Gemma is now with Bob. Gemma is now with Steve.
All right. Okay.
Gemma did it last night with Doug.
There is one. What's the one that's not single or in a relationship? There is one that says confused or something, isn't it? Or no, it's complicated.
Yes.
That's it. That shouldn't be allowed. It's complicated. That's just a cop-out. Anyway, continue.
Can you name all these then, please? Because I'd love to know who they are.
Yeah, but I can't name them on here.
Okay, how many then, Dan?
Well, that's Gemma, all right?
So he wants to say, but he can't name them because they're on the telly. Okay.
Now, they've already gone on TV to discuss their relationship, but he can't say who it is. He doesn't want to say. What do you think at the moment?
She sounds quite feisty in that. Like, she does sound like she's innocent, I think.
Can you name all these then, please? Because I'd love to know who.
You thinking he's the father at the moment or not?
Yeah.
You think he is?
Yeah.
More evidence?
I went away for a break because you were doing my head in.
Did anything happen?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nope.
How would you know if you're drunk?
Whatsoever, because my friends told me.
Right. Brilliant.
Okay.
Because my friends told me.
Now I'm not. These are the same. Do we think these are the same friends that then told him that?
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe.
God. It's complicated.
It is. It's complicated.
When have I been out then?
You were out not so long ago.
How long ago? Sam, come on, if
a
you know, when
weeks
was I
ago?
Out? How do you know Wallace then, if you're not on
because
my Facebook and he's not on my
that
Facebook?
Because friends with you are friends with me.
Yeah, of course, Sam. Sam, I'm not being funny, right? But I haven't been out for the last few months.
It's Nessa.
Oh, what does that sign say? Peidiwch a chyffordd ar pyrienyn, I'll sling your hook or I'll break your face.
Yep, same.
It's all going off on Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's too many people involved.
Sam, I'm not being funny, right? But I haven't been out for the last few months.
Oh!
So one more clue, all right?
Okay.
Dan and Gemma, is he the father or not?
Do you think you're the father of this child? What's your percentage?
50-50.
Oh, 50-50. Okay. So, you've got the clips. Gemma says that she didn't cheat on him. But Gemma's friend Sam doesn't seem to agree. What do you think? Is Dan the father of the child?
Yes.
Or not? Wait for the drone. Build the tension.
Oh!
Father or not?
Yes, I think he is.
You're saying Dan is the father?
Yeah.
Play along at home. 10 Scott Mills points if you get this right.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, little boy, get it?
So, let's find out.
The DNA test results show that Dan... Well, 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 there's a surprise. It's your child.
Yes!
Nothing. Just sit there.
Well done, Becky.
Clap myself there.
If you said that Dan was the father, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
I'm going to have a lie down because I'm suffering from stress.
Okay, second one for you now on the Jeremy Carr game. This is Kirsty and James. They've got two children, but is James the father? Listen to the evidence, and can you predict the result of the DNA tests?
They get smart with me, love. I'm not even in first gear, trust me.
Ooh, here they are.
I used to go out with my mates, we used to go racing, and someone close to me went round to the house where we were living for a brew. And, she answered the door in a skimpy nighty, you know, that I have for my personal reasons.
Okay. I'm sorry, I snorted. Oh, God, I snorted. Embarrassing.
She answered the door in his nighty. Are you okay?
Can I hear that again?
I used to go out with my mates, we used to go racing, and someone close to me went round to the house where we were living for a brew. And she answered the door in a skimpy nighty, you know, that I have for my personal reasons.
I don't think it's his. I think that he has it.
What's his personal reason that he needs a nighty?
I think he means that it's they're when they have special time together. I think that she still wears it. I think. Anyway, next.
You wear it for your own personal reason.
No.
She, it's fine, that's another show. I don't listen. That's just a joke.
She wears it for my personal reasons. And right. Obviously, she's answered the door in it, and there's been two lads there.
So Kirsty has answered the door in the skimpy nighty that he has for his own personal reasons. Keep listening to the evidence.
Now, I don't admit, I had a reputation before I met you. I got with you and I loved you. I never once cheated on you.
Yeah.
Right.
Ever.
So she did have a reputation before, but now she says not. They've got two kids.
But there were two lads in the house when she answered the door in his nighty.
How sure are you that James is the father to both of your children?
100%.
What about you?
50-50.
Ooh.
I love how all the men on Jeremy Carl,
50-50.
Might be, might not be, that's why I'm here.
Every time. So, there are two children, but is James the father? So, two DNA tests. 50-50. You've heard the evidence. Can you predict the outcome? What do you think?
Thanks to Liam in London, I'm going to say...
Oh, don't cheat!
What? Okay, ignoring Liam from London, I'm going to say he is the dad.
Of both kids?
Hang on.
No, stop it! Don't look at that. Of both. I hate... Don't
Can
cheat!
Can we edit out the hang on so it looks like I'm not cheating?
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, little boy, get it?
Right, let's find out.
The DNA test results show that James... The 18-month-old is yours.
Yes.
Yes. Well done, Becky. Don't know how you got that.
The DNA test results show that James, this is the 2-week-old baby. It's your baby as well.
It's your baby as well. Well done. There we are. So
I
give yourself.
People that remember and know them all the answers.
So I think you can have two lots of. If you said yes to both. Kids, then I think you can have two lots of points there. So you've got 30 points in total.
Yes.
Well done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know, you might have seen this already if you're on Twitter, but somebody has set their 81-year-old dad up on Twitter and told him it's like a search engine, like Google. So all this bloke's tweets, he's 81, are basically what he is trying to search for on the internet.
Oh,
bless. I mean, it is quite amusing. You might have seen it. If you want to follow him, it's at Old Man Search on Twitter. So it's like, yeah, just type anything in there and you can search for it on the internet.
Bless him.
So what do you think an 81-year-old man, Becky, will be trying to search for on the internet?
Horse racing scores.
Right.
Blankets.
Yes.
Food.
Mm-hmm.
Or just random stuff, I think.
Well, let's find out. We've got some of the tweets here. And here to play the part of the 81-year-old man called Norman is Pounder from our office. Hi, Pounder.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hello. Trying to get into the old man voice.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hello. Do you want to do it in that voice, Pounder? That would be good.
Yes.
Imagine
no,
you're eight. No, no, I like it. 81 years of age. So remember, this guy thinks he's searching on the internet, but he's actually just tweeting stuff that he's searching for.
Just to check before he reads these out, are they all okay to be read out?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay. Well, you never know.
Go for it, Pounder.
Weather Indianapolis today.
Right.
Facebook on Shirley Tarner, LaPorte High School, class of 1948.
Oh,
that's
sweet,
beautiful.
Isn't it, though?
Soft food and soft snacks. Soft nuts. Osama dead photo. Ear infection.
Oh.
Fixing eyeglasses tape.
Oh.
Soft boiled grapes.
It's a lot of soft.
My favourite one. Is Shirley Tarner a widow? He's still after her. Hello? Thermometers, where?
Hello?
Night blindness. I'm night blind.
Oh.
Remote control leash yellow.
A remote control leash?
What is soy milk?
Soy milk?
Yeah.
That's quite... It's soy milk.
National Geographic dinosaur truth.
He's the one for the conspiracy theory. I like it.
He is.
Hats. How do you pronounce Juan?
These are brilliant.
Cold toes.
Oh.
And the last one. What does email cost?
Oh bless. That's so sweet. Go to at Old Man Search and you can see these things that he thinks he's searching for online. He's actually just tweeting them. I want a remote control leash. What is that? I'm going to Google it now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.